Exclusive. Lee Zeldin, Bill de Blasio's campaign was filled with embarrassment. By Kyle Morris on September 22, 2019. Representative Lee Zeldin, RNY, joined Breitbart News Saturday where he discussed the most recent presidential candidate to drop out of the race, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. After peaking at 0.01% of the poll, I think that it was pretty obvious to the de Blasio campaign that there was no other direction that this was going to go that was going to be good for him, Zeldin told Breitbart News Washington political editor Matthew Boyle. The American people, the media, most importantly his constituents in New York City. Everyone realized this was a bad idea from the get-go, Zeldin continued. It was a joke from the get-go and New York City suffered as a result of it at home. There was an absence of leadership while he was in New York City. It was obviously only getting worse when he was spending so much time away. Zeldin also said there would be residual damage to New York City after de Blasio's failed presidential campaign. There's going to be some residual damage to the city, to de Blasio's favorability, and really for his future, Zeldin said. This was entirely a disaster from the outset. Zeldin went on to discuss how he believed de Blasio's presidential campaign was filled with embarrassment. The legacy, the history of this presidential run is one that's just completely filled with embarrassment and it's obvious that he was looking in the mirror and thought he was going to be the next president, Zeldin stated. It wasn't his time, Zeldin added. I don't believe it's ever going to be Bill de Blasio's time. Speaking in regards to former Democrat presidential hopeful Vice President Joe Biden, Zeldin said, Joe Biden vintage 2019 is not the guy who was punching and boxing and weighing his game in his prime. The rest of that field actually goes downhill from Joe Biden. That's why Joe Biden is pulling in the lead. I don't believe that he's going to be the nominee. I could be wrong, Zeldin said in regards to Biden. At this point, they're all trying to out-liberal each other. They all are trying to appeal to an activist base that wants to oppose, resist, impeach, and obstruct everything and everything. They're pandering for votes and promising free housing, free education, including to illegals, free health care, including to illegals. Zeldin added, when you add up the cost of everything they want to do, I mean they're even talking about passing out free money, you add everything up, it costs so much money. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.